Hello, this is Beth Warner, and I'm joined for a conversation today by Assistant Vice Chancellor for Enterprise Technology at the University of California in San Diego, Min Yao. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Beth, for having me here.
So, Min Yao, could you tell us a little bit about your administrative computing strategy at the University of California, San Diego?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to do a brief introduction of our university. We are one of the 10 campuses within the University of California system, and we have about 30,000 students, including 7,000 graduate students. We also have about 28,000 staff and faculty. And we are very much research intensive. We have a total operating budget of $3.6 billion. Out of that $3.6 billion, over $1 billion is from research and grants contracts. So that's how emphasized we are with research. And we are consistently ranked as one of the top 10 public research universities. So very much into research, public service. My organization is responsible, obviously, as its title suggests, enterprise services for a university. That includes the ERP, the traditional ERP, financial system, student information system, HR and payroll, and also we're responsible for research management system. As for strategies, as I see it, at least we are spending efforts on five areas. And the first area is the modernizing our legacy enterprise systems. And for our university, some 30 years ago, we were given a half-finished student information system, financial information system, and HR payroll system. And at the time, the program were half-finished developing COBOL programs because university wanted to cut down the cost. So we took the source code and developed in-house and made it possible for the campus. Over the 30 years, we spent effort modernizing that. First of all, as web start to getting popular, we disguised the legacy system with web interfaces. So people think it's modern. Actually, backend is still same COBOL programs, flat file system, and running on IBM mainframe. Nothing wrong with mainframe, just that's the picture of it. About 5 years ago, we did a second modernization, which is move the flat file system into a database, modern database, IBM DB2, so we don't have to suffer with a slow retrieval because the flat file is slow. So now, with all the modern ERP system available and also with our growing needs, so one of the strategies is to look for the successor to the current generation of ERP system. So that's the first area of strategy we're focused on. The second one is the mobile solution. We've been in a leading position for rolling out mobile solutions. This is not out of our own sometimes. How can you put it? Willingness, if you may, because we're totally driven by students and faculty. A lot of times we feel we're losing ground because students keep bringing new mobile devices. So that forces us to look for solutions. UC San Diego was the first campuses to deliver the first generation of mobile solutions. Ever since then, our emphasis has been rolling out mobile solutions. So that will continue to be a trend. We were also among the first universities to roll out a responsive web design solution. That is, instead of rolling out multiple individual mobile apps, we do one solution, one source code, try to take care of all kinds of devices. So we'll continue in that trend. So that's a second area of a strategic focus. The third area we want to focus is our big data analytic tools, or BI, our business intelligence solutions. We see that as offering the university a tool to better utilize our current information. It's nothing new. Decision support services and business intelligence solutions have always been there. Just in the past, the computers were not fast enough or the database was not comprehensive, and only few had the privilege of using it. Now, with the faster computers, with technologies available, more and more users will be able to use it, and the cost is lower. So we'll continue to roll out business intelligence system for a university to help business officers, educators make wiser decisions based on information. So that's another area of focus for us, for strategies. Another one is the cloud. Cloud offers a lot of potential as it matures. So one of our strategies, take advantage of cloud services, integrating our local services with cloud services. So we'll continue in the next few years to move our local service toward cloud as long as it's secure, as long as it's cost efficient. So that's another strategy we're implementing. And last one, not the least one though, is the social media services. We have a Facebook, we have a Twitters and others, but all those are consumer-based solution for our social media services. We need enterprise-level, secure, and easy-to-use, low-cost solution. So we're going to look for a solution for our university for enterprise service with social media emphasis. We're looking for different, we're comparing different products, and then eventually we're going to roll out one to help faculty, staff, and students communicate better. So that's, those are the areas we're going to emphasize on strategy.
So a recent panel of experts convened by EDUCAUSE has proposed that to make administration more efficient, we should strive to standardize our administrative processes, both within and across our institutions. Where would you start in such an undertaking, within the institution or across institutions? And would you work with a specific set of processes, other approaches you might take?
Sure. First of all, I totally agree to the concept of standardizing business processes. I think it's going to raise the efficiency of the services and reduce cost. However, depends on the factors. I see a lot of benefit in standardizing services on the same campus within the university. To me, that's controllable. In other words, the back-end support from the executives and staff willingness to do it. But when you move across universities with different universities, then you really have to define the scope, responsibilities, roles, and so on and so forth. Cost sharing, for example, unless those factors are in place, it'd be a challenge to roll out standardized services across universities. So my personal view on that is we'll go for with local, by local, I mean the same campus, same within university, business standardization process and roll out services and reduce cost. For across university collaboration, we really need to pay attention to what we are going to pick and standardize the width. So that's a challenge currently with all the factors I mentioned. So my personal view is a good move, and we're going to work on that, but we're going to focus on within the university services at first, then we're going to reach out and see which universities or which campuses we can collaborate with and push out more standardized services. Conceptually, it is going to move.
Some have suggested that the strategic value of administrative systems is in the application of analytics to data in order to track and optimize institutional performance. What question would you like to most apply analytics to in your administrative data?
As I mentioned earlier, business intelligence and big data analytic tools, the concept is not new, just that the tools are more readily available today. So for us, we have already started to roll out big data analytic tools and business intelligence solutions to our campus. The areas we're focused, the first area we think is a business budget processing, budget prediction, budget allocation. We think there's a lot of potential and benefit for using big data analytic tools for business officers to project revenue, for example, and allocate fairly the budget to different units, and also predict if any crisis in the future. So we see a lot of potential in that area. The second area is the student enrollment. And we all of a sudden have the tools available at a very low cost for enrollment officers to project and predict who are the most successful students for us. Then we can target our enrollment and recruit most successful, potentially successful students for us. And also for existing students, we can use big data analytic tools to answer questions. Which areas are the weak for students? We can pick up those areas and enhance our services, deliver the needed services to have students graduate on time. So that's for enrollment. Another area of application, as we see it, is the retirement projection. For example, HR could use big data analytic tools to project what, if any, is the peak time for staff or faculty retire. Then we can develop strategies to recruit accordingly. And also cost-wise, how can we control recruitment cost? So big data analytic tools offer a lot of potential in there for application. And another area, as we see it, is donor identification and fundraising. For example, with vast data available today, and how can we predict who are the most likely donors to our university when they're going to donate, and if they're going to donate, how much they're going to donate. So big data analytic tools can help us answer some of the questions in that area. So those are the areas we think are most useful areas for big data analytic tools.
Sounds like a lot to keep busy with.
Yes.
Okay. So can shared services deliver on the promise of reduced costs and improved service? Why or why not?
I think this is linked to your earlier question regarding the standardization of business processes. Shared services, it all depends the scope of shared services. In concept, it is beneficial for any university to consolidate and establish shared services. It'd be helpful and it will eliminate duplicate services. So overall, the strategy is right, but it all depends on what services are going to be shared and again, define the responsibilities, the roles, and also the scope. And most importantly, cost sharing model as well. And if a shared model, shared services is established, who is going to pay what? So those questions have to be answered first. But overall, it's a good area. It's an area we all need to do. With public universities, traditionally, we're not good with shared services because with PIs and other departments, everybody has their own pot of money. And if I have money, therefore, I set up my own services. It is not efficient. And with budget reduction, with the pressure from more cost efficiency business practices, so it will force us to look at shared services for solutions. So the road is in there. Just we need to be careful what we're going to include in the shared services and define the roles, responsibilities. Then we all benefit.
What do you see as the most exciting trend in ERPs coming up?
From my perspective, at least two trends I think are very, very exciting. The first one will be the cloud services. There has been a trend of moving ERP solutions into cloud. For example, Workday offers services, although they only offer today financial services, HR payroll systems. They have a plan to roll out student information systems. And some of the traditional vendors, such as PeopleSoft and Banner, that you had, then they're offering cloud services as well. So cloud services is an exciting trend for ERP solutions. So there'll be more vendors come on board and more cloud services for ERP solutions. So I see that as an exciting trend. Secondly is, as I mentioned earlier, the mobilization of services. You know, there's mobile devices will continue to drive the need for more mobile applications, apps. So that trend would continue. That's an exciting trend, even though traditional IT, we don't sometimes like to do it because it's a time and effort, and also we have to spend time addressing all kinds of devices, but the trend is in there. So that's another exciting trend.
Which administrative system will institutions be most likely to replace in the next couple of years, 2014 to 2015?
That's an interesting question. That also depends on the state of ERP system within university. In general, Most universities roll out first or second generation of ERP solutions about 10 years ago. So in the next 2 years, there's a cycle of refreshing or upgrading ERP systems. Personally, I think for integrated services, ERP services, I mean, such as PeopleSoft, Suite, HR payroll, student system, and the financial system altogether. So in that case, people usually start with HR payroll because that's the foundation of the other two. But for university use multi-vendor solutions, then it depends which system needs to be replaced first. Within the University of California system, for example, 2 years ago, two campuses, University of California, Santa Barbara, University of California, Irvine, when the financial system was in bad need for replacement, so regardless of other services, the other ERP solutions and services run, those two campuses considered financial system as the priority. So they went ahead and then start replacement, and both are supposed to or plan to complete the project soon. So that's an example. However, in contrast, within the University of California system, again, the central office 2 years ago looked at the decentralized ERP solutions on the campuses. A decision was made to implement PeopleSoft, HR and payroll as a common system for all the campuses. So that's another example for selecting the first ERP system to be in place. So it all depends. I think the best way to do is whatever is needed by the campus would be the best solution for that campus. But overall, in the next 2 years, as you mentioned, there'll be a new wave of refreshing, upgrading ERP systems and a lot of opportunities too.
So thank you very much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, thank you. Good opportunity to answer some of the questions and share my personal view about ERP systems. Thank you.